today. Let's turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 20. Well, it's good to see you at church this morning. Appreciate the good day the Lord's given us. Y'all better have your firewood ready about Wednesday morning here. And not going to have any fall, but it's going to go right on into winter. Amen. But the Lord knows what we need, don't He? Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 20. I'd like to start reading today in verse number 1. Brother Mike, won't you come this morning and read this for me and help my voice, preacher? Read Matthew 20, verses 1 through 15.
Likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I'll give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, Why stand you here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first. When they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Right. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine and go thy way. I will give unto the last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own?
True.
If thine eye is thine eye evil because I am good, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen.
Thank you, preacher. Father, we love you today. We thank you this time together in our church. I thank you, Lord, that you have blessed this place so. I pray now you'd help us in preaching this morning. I pray that God you'd use us to be a blessing. I pray for those on our prayer list in our church that need help so much. Pray now you'd help us in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank you for standing this morning of honoring the reading of the Word of God. Matthew chapter number 20, as Brother Mike has read for us today, I want to preach on this subject on there are no bad deals with Jesus. There are no bad deals with Jesus. Anybody here think you got a bad deal since you got saved? I think a lot of times we look within the passages of the Bible and hear a great parable unfolds, and Jesus has some things to say. First of all, you'll notice in verse 1, there is an appearance. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that's a householder that he went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. Now there's an appearance. We see the Lord Jesus, no doubt, as he represents this great householder. He speaks as the vineyard, and we look today as the church being the vineyard. Now this morning I'm looking here at the wages of the vineyard, and tonight I want to look at the work of the vineyard. But here you'll notice there was an appearance that developed, and aren't you glad one day that Jesus appeared to set up His kingdom? Now there is a reigning. I'll let you know that there's a lot of things going on in this old world, but Jesus is reigning in the kingdom, for He's still the high and the lofty one. Nobody's taking the place of King Jesus today. Matter of fact, I told the men in the men's prayer room that with all of the disasters and the earthquakes and the floods, now the fires in California, it don't take you long to look around, honey. This old world is a destroying itself, but there's coming a day when King Jesus will appear and He will bring the kingdom in to what He's been working for and that we've been working together for. Aren't you glad that there is a King and He is reigning on His throne? Nobody's giving Him orders today, friend. He does that which pleases Him, for He is the sovereign God of this Bible and the sovereign God of heaven. And therefore we see Him reigning. Aren't you glad that you've got a King that is reigning today? And He always does that which is right. Now you'll notice He's reigning. But then He's a householder. He is residing. I'm glad the Lord is looking over what is His. Now here at Liberty Baptist Church, we have a great vineyard. There are churches scattered all across this country that where the Lord has vineyards. I want to say, corporately, there's one big vineyard, and one day we'll all go home and we'll enjoy the good things of God together. But here we see this appearance. The King is reigning in His kingdom. The King is residing. But you'll notice the King is revealing. What is He revealing as this parable unfolds? He's looking for workers in the vineyard. Now, let's look in the Bible. You used to hear a lot of older preachers of days gone by allude to this verse. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 9, verse 37, Jesus said this, "Then saith He unto His disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." A man came in church this morning. He said, "Pastor, I noticed on the way to church, there's some people just walking up and down the roads." He said, "Isn't that amazing that nobody wants to go to church?" Well, let me tell you, the harvest is plenteous today, but the laborers are few. How many of us are asking people, as our neighbors we see, they never come to the house of God? We're not to be their judge and jury, but we are to be a light unto them and invite them to the house of God, that they may too may be part of this great kingdom. Matter of fact, I'm glad I'm in the kingdom this month. Is anybody glad they in the kingdom? Thank God the Baptist ain't got me, honey, but Jesus got me one day. And I thank the Lord there was an appearance. Now He's reigning, He's residing, and He's revealing. But number two, not only is there an appearance in this parable, there is an arrangement in this parable. The Bible said in verse number 1 in Matthew 20 that He went out early in the morning to hire laborers into His vineyard. I want to say in this arrangement, aren't you glad that the Lord, the King, is involved in what we're doing? I can remember the day that the Lord came to me, and I'm glad that God is very much involved in His kingdom. I'm going to tell you today, He's not left this kingdom up to us, because it's not our kingdom. We're just part of the kingdom. The King runs the kingdom, and He is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. Now we see this arrangement. He's involved in verse 1. Also, you'll notice in verse 1, He is inviting. He came in the morning to hire laborers or offer them opportunities. Now, what's going on here in the marketplace? And I've seen this over the waters. I'll never forget in Honduras the first time that I ever seen this. It's in the Philippines also. There's a marketplace where everybody gathers together. They're standing around idle. You know what they're doing? They're waiting on someone to come and give them work, to give them an opportunity. And so in the marketplace, there are many people that were gathered together, and as these vineyard owners, as they needed workforce, they would go to these marketplaces and they would get help and send them into their vineyards. So here, as this story unfolds, there's an arrangement. He is involved and he is inviting. But I want you to think about this also in verse number 1. Said that he came and he hired them. Not only is he involved and inviting, but this king is investing. I want to say that the Lord has paid it all. At Calvary's cross, He paid a price for me and you. And my goodness, do you remember the day that He came to you and placed you in the kingdom? He offered you a job to do, and you respondedly by faith. Just like these folks did. They went by faith, taking Him at His word that He would do what He'd say He'd do. I want to say something. This God of this Bible will always keep His word. He'll always do what He says He's going to do. Our problem is we go back on the agreement many times. So we see Him investing. I wonder what the Lord has invested in you. And then secondly, I ask this question to our church this morning. What is He getting out of His investing? He has paid a price for you, and He's invested in all of our lives. You know, we all have had a lot of investments put in our lives. As we had that marriage ceremony here yesterday, the Spirit of God reminded me at the end of the service, as I challenge these kids, listen, there's been a lot of investment put in you. Make good of it. And I'm going to tell you, God has entrusted us with a lot, and He's invested His Son to us. He paid the ultimate price on Calvary. And oh Lord, may He get a good investment out of what He's given to us. So we see here this parable unfolds. We see there was an appearance. There was a king that came to put laborers in the vineyard. And then there was an arrangement. An agreement was made. But then, notice in verse number 2, the Bible said when he had agreed with the laborers for the penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Not only in this parable is there an appearance, not only in this parable is there an arrangement, but thirdly, there is an agreement. For the Bible said when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day. Have you ever agreed with the Lord about some things? I remember the day that I stepped out by faith and I simply trusted the Lord to save my soul. There was an agreement made that day. You see, I agreed with the Bible that the Lord would save me if I would step out by faith and trust Him. I agreed with Calvary with what Christ had done for me would be enough to get me to heaven. For it is still the blood this morning that washes away our sin. I'm glad that we are in Christ Jesus. And not only are we in Christ Jesus, but Christ Jesus is in us. And there was a great agreement made. I'm glad that day by faith I agreed with what the Holy Ghost told me. He said, Ken, if you'd step out by faith, I'd save you. And guess what? He did save me. And I say, glory to God. I'm glad there was a great agreement that day. I've never forgot that day that I agreed with the Spirit of God. And so not only was there an agreement, but I want to get to this right here and close this sermon in verse number 8. There were arguments. Now, the Bible said He had told them simply this in verse number 4. He went to them in verse 3 in the third hour, and he saw others standing in the marketplace. And he said to them, "Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever," underline this in your Bible, "whatsoever is right, I will give you." I've noticed the Lord does something that me and you don't do consistently. Many of us try, but sometimes our flesh gets in the way. But let me tell you something about this Jesus today. He'll always do whatsoever is right. And so they went their way. Verse 5, "And again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And looking about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said to them, 'Why stand ye here all the day idle?' They say to him, 'I tell you why we're standing here, because no man hath hired us.'" So he went in this marketplace where these group of people are gathered together with nothing to do, no place to go. And he goes into them and he hires them to the vineyard. He says, "Go ye also in the vineyard." And here it is again. "Whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive." So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their hire. Beginning," now watch, "from the last to the first." Why did he say that? Our King James Bible is so important, the way that it's inspired by the Spirit of God. Let me tell you, he didn't use this term loosely. He put this in order for me and you to recognize something. And look what he says. He says, "Bring them their hire, line them up, look, from the last to the first." Now what's going on? These that had worked all day long, they wasn't paid first. You know why? They'd got the money and run. But you'll notice those that were hired last was put in line first so that everybody could see their payday. That reminds me, as a little old boy, as I'd help Grandpa there in Tennessee, we'd have hay in the field, and he'd hire laborers to get the hay up. And I was just probably Parker's age or so, and I would drive the tractor. Had one of them old John Deere tractors, had that hand clutch, and if you throwed it in too quick, you'd jerk everybody off the hay wagon. And y'all know what I'm talking about. And he'd say, "Boy, quit riding that clutch, ease it in," what he'd say. But anyway, we'd get the hay in the barn. I'll never forget this. He'd bring all the help there, and they'd gather around a shade tree. And my granddaddy was the tightest man ever lived in Tennessee. And he wore overhauls all the time. He'd reach up in them bib overhauls, and he'd get what we called in the country folding money. And he would take and he would pay all them hands equally alike. They all seen. But there I was, little old boy standing there. You know what Grandpa would do? I'll never forget it. He'd take that billfold and he had a rubber band around it. He'd put that rubber band back around it, Brother Lee. And he'd put it in them bibs. Then he'd reach in his front pocket and he'd get about 2/4 out and hand to me. And I always thought I was shortchanged. Somebody say amen. I wanted some of that folding money. I wanted me some shell money. I could go buy me some gun shells to hunt doves with. But anyway, here in this parable, you'll notice that the Lord does something very unusual. He gets those that had agreed with Him lastly, and He lined them up and He started paying them. And there's an argument now. This crowd done real good till he got to the end of the line. And so when he starts handing out their wages at the end of the line, look what they do. The Bible said in verse number 8, "So when the evening was come, he told the Lord of his vineyard, the steward, call the laborers, and beginning from the last to the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received," look, "every man a penny." That was the wage of a Roman soldier. "But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more." Time out. Have you ever thought that you should have received more? "And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they received it, they murmured against the good man of the house. You know what they were doing? You remember the other morning I preached on It Does Pay to Serve God? There was a crowd there that spoke them hard words against Him in Malachi. They were saying, well, you know, we serve the Lord and all these other people are prospering. And God didn't like that being talked about. But then there was a crowd that picked up and started bragging on God. And He pulled a book out and He wrote a book of remembrance for them. Let me tell you, it does matter what we say about God this morning. And so here in this great parable, the Bible says they murmured against the good man of the house, saying that these have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But He answered one of them, and He said, underline this, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way, and I'll give them this last even as to thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is mine evil because I'm good? So the last shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few are chosen. There were arguments. What did this show, folks? When folks were arguing with the Lord, it showed a great unappreciation. I want to say today as your preacher, it's great to be in the kingdom. And whatever God allows us to have in this life, that's His business. And I'm going to tell you something, there are no bad positions with Jesus. And so it shows a great unappreciation. Sometimes we've got to realize where we was and what God has done for us. Their arguments, it showed great unappreciation. It also showed unfaithfulness. You know, there are many folks that they focus mostly on their wages instead of their work. When I had employees, I noticed there's a lot of people that were more focused on their wages than their work. But you know, I've noticed in serving God, if we'll focus more on our work than our wages, the day sure does go better. And so here, in this argument, it shows an unappreciation. It shows unfaithfulness. And thirdly, it shows unhappiness. Do you remember when the Lord found you? Do you remember how wonderful it was the day that you got saved? Man, I told everybody. It was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Then, it showed that they were unchristian. You know, some people always must have the head-of-line privileges. They must have the chief seats in the synagogues. You know, I want to say any seat in God's kingdom is a great place. Now, this parable shows a couple things, and I'm done with this sermon. We see those who are saved brought in the kingdom early. Some were brought in late. But they all received the same thing. I'm going to tell you, you that got saved early and you that got saved late, we're all going to the same heaven this morning. And there are no bad seats in glory. And so we find out that here it was an argument. Then lastly, there was an assessment. Look in verse 13. Always remember this. Underline it in your Bible. Jesus is a friend. And I'm glad that He's a friend all the time. And then secondly, I want to say Jesus is not only a friend, but Jesus is faithful. He always does that what is right. And I'll be honest with that, and I'm going to be the first to admit, there's been times I said, Lord, that's not right. I don't understand this. But now I've got more light about the situation, and I say, Lord, You are right. He's always right. And you can always trust Him to be a friend. You can always trust Him to be faithful. And then thirdly, you can always trust Him to be favorable. Now, you know what the deal was? Miss Renee reminded me of this a few years back. And I'm going to tell you something. I've lived with this lady nearly 38 years. And I'm going to say this about my wife this morning. She is a very appreciative lady. It don't take a lot to get Miss Renee happy. It really don't. I mean, look who she married. Amen. Renee's got a little old silver car. And I give her some of them car wash gift certificates for Christmas. I know some of y'all think that's chintzy, but you ought to spend a little on your wife. Amen. And so she went and used one of them car wash tickets and pulled out. She said, "You know, Ken, my little car just shined up so good." I said, "I ought to wash it more." She is looking and so thankful of that car. She said, "As out there with them rags are wiping off the hood." And about that time, there's a woman pulled up in a brand new car. And she said, "You know, Ken, my car looked really, really up to date till she pulled that new one up beside mine." And so, it's not that she was not unthankful. But it's a great story that goes with this parable. You know when a lot of times that we get discontent with Christ? When we quit looking at ours and start looking at somebody else. Look how good God's been to you. You know, the devil will never show you what you got, just what you don't got. How many times has the Lord given us that which was right and we complained about it? God help me to be appreciative of what you do for me. God, how good you've been to... You know, I said this when I come back from Honduras one time. It would have been worth the money. It would have been worth the energy if I could have took my children back over there to let them realize just how good God has been to us. God's been good to you. God's been good to me. We have a great work to do in the kingdom. And this morning I wanted to allude to the wages of the kingdom. What God gives us and He entrusts us with is right. Aren't you glad that He knows more about us than we do ourselves? How many times have you ever asked God to give you something and He didn't, and you sure are glad now He didn't? Could I say a hand around the building this morning? That time you didn't understand it, but God always does that which is right. And I want to say this morning, I appreciate you being here. I don't feel that we need an invitation this morning.